使徒保罗说，圣经的每一个部分都是让我们来学习而得到教训。
Apostle Paul once said that every part of the Bible is for us to learn.
学习之后，我们一定会从里头得到教训。
And after learning, we will all gain a teaching from it.
我们所得到的教训能够帮助我们在生活当中能够更有这个忍耐的心。
The teaching that we receive from the Bible will help us have a more persevering heart in our life.
那我们从圣经里头所得到的教训也常常能够带给我们安慰。
And the teaching that we gain from the Bible will often bring us peace.
那忍耐跟安慰都是生活当中力量的来源。
And endurance and comfort are both sources of strength.
因为生活当中有从上头来的力量，所以也让我们活得更有盼望。
Because in our life we can have strength from above and help us to live a more hopeful life.
大约在两年前，我们的家庭聚会，我们开始又回到创世纪，开始查考旧约。
About 2 years ago, in our family Bible studies, we started to study Genesis.
那在查考过程当中有一部分的内容因为不容易查考所以我们就跳过去。
And there is a part of the Genesis that was difficult to study, so we skipped over it.
不是创世纪就是旧约比如出埃及记、利未记。
It's the Old Testament that there's parts of the Old Testament that we skipped over.
那当时我也有答应我们的负责人说，那我会利用讲道的时候来讲解这一部分。
At the time, I agreed to explain parts of the Old Testament as part of my sermon.
所以感谢神我也能够借这个机会很用心的把这个我们在查经聚会所没有查考的这些部分做了一些这个查考。
So thank God for giving me the opportunity to use this chance to go over the parts that we did not study during the family services.
真的从里头来学习，来得到一些美好的教训。
And from these chapters and books, we can have wonderful teachings.
那希望在我的分享里头、讲解里头也能够带给大家美好的教训。
I hope that in my sharing and my explanation, I can bring good encouragement to everyone.
所以我讲解过有关会幕的道理。
So I will be talking about the teaching regarding the tabernacle.
我们也讲过了神的节期。
I've talked about the feasts.Of God.
那我们现在在谈有关献这个旧约的献祭。
And now we're going to talk about the offerings in the Old Testament.
在旧约的献祭以材料来分至少分成两种。
In the Old Testament, regarding to materials, there are two kinds of materials.
第一种就是动物。
And the first is our animals.
那如果动物的话，那一定要流血。
And the animals has to beOf blood.
那就代表着、象征着预表着主耶稣的牺牲。
This prefigures the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那另外一种的材料就是农作物尤其是小麦。
And the other kind of medium using this offering is our crops, especially the grain.
那这个麦子通常会把它磨成粉。
Usually the grain will be made into dust.
Flour. 那或者用这个面粉把它做成饼来做献祭。
And they will use the flour to make bread, use that sacrifice.
那献动物的话可以单独的献祭。
To offer animals, you can just offer animals alone.
那这些所谓的面粉或者饼，它不能够单独的来献。
But when you're about to offer grain or flour, you cannot offer these things alone.
必须要跟着动物的献祭一起来献。
Instead, they must be offered along with the animals.
这给我们很重要的提醒。
This gives a gives us a great reminder.
我们绝对不能够忽略了。主耶稣流血的这个救恩。
We cannot neglect the salvation of Jesus Christ's blood.
我们的 生活上的好行为绝对没有办法去代替主耶稣所成全的救恩。
In our lives, no matter how great or how good our actions, they can never replace Jesus Christ's salvation.
那我们的做好事、好行为，必须要在领受救恩的这样的一个基础上面。
And all the good deeds that we have done must be established on the foundation of our salvation.
这样子我们所做的我们的好行为，我们所做的好事，才能够有最高的、最好的价值。
So that all our good behavior and our good deeds can have the utmost value.
这就是我们跟一般人的好行为跟做好事一个很大的不同的地方。
This is why our good behavior and our good deeds are different than just normal behaviors.
好，那今天下午我们一起来谈这个平安祭。
This afternoon, let us discuss the peace offering.
我们请看利未记第三章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 3.
利未记第三章第五节。
Leviticus chapter 3, verse 5.
这个第三章是在谈到这个平安祭。
The chapter 3 talks about peace offering.
第五节，亚伦的子孙要把这些烧在坛上、燔祭上，就是在火的柴上，是献以主为馨香的火祭。
Five, and Aaron's son shall burn it on the altar upon the burnt sacrifice, which is on the wood that is on the fire, as an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord.
这里讲到这平安祭的内容之一就是做馨香的火祭。
Here it talks about one of the meanings of peace offering, which is a burnt sacrifice.
就是要得着神的喜悦。
Which is to obtain pleasing from God.
好，再请跳过来看利未记第七章十九节。
Let's skip to Leviticus chapter 7, verse 9.
第七章十九节。
Leviticus chapter 7, verse 19.
十九节，挨了污秽物的肉就不可吃，还用火要用火焚烧，至于平安祭的肉，凡洁净的人都要吃。
19. The flesh that touches any unclean thing shall not be eaten. It shall be burned with fire, and as for the clean flesh, all who are clean may eat of it.
我们过去讲过这个燔祭 burnt offering.
In the past, we talked about the burnt offering.
那个燔祭的肉是全部要烧掉。
And in the burnt offering, all the flesh must be completely burnt.
但是这个平安祭的肉是洁净的人都可以吃。
But for the peace offering, the flesh can be eaten by anyone.
也就是它只有一部分烧了当馨香的祭来祈谒神。
This means that only part of the flesh is used as the burnt offering.
再请看七章三十四节。
Let's look at chapter 7, verse 34.
三十四节，因为我从以色列人的平安祭中取了这些摇的胸和挤的腿。给祭司亚伦和他的子孙做他们从以色列人中所永得的份。
34. For the breast of the weight offering and the thigh of the heave offering I have taken from the children of Israel, from the sacrifices of their peace offerings, and I have given them to Aaron the priest and to his sons from the children of Israel by a statute forever.
好，这里说到这平安祭的肉有一部分是要归给这个祭司。
Here it talks about part of the peace offeringis given to the priests.
所以同样是献动物，所以从这些我们可以看出来跟燔祭不一样的地方。
So these two kinds of offerings both uses animals, but there's a difference between the burnt offering and the peace offering.
好，那我们现在就来看这对我们今天它所代表的意义跟教训是什么。
Now let us talk about how the peace offering has a meaning in our life today.
第一个，这个预表着主耶稣他所来完成的工作。
First, it prefigures the work that Jesus Christ is about to do on earth.
从这个祭的名称叫做平安祭。
From the name of the offering, peace offering.
这个主耶稣他主要的工作就是带来这个和平。
One of the main purposes of Jesus Christ is to bring peace.
带来人跟神之间的和平。
It is to bring peace between man and God.
带来人与人之间的和平。
It is to bring peace between man and man.
这是借着主耶稣在十字架上所流的血而来完成的。
And this is fulfilled by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
人有罪，所以跟神之间没有一个对的关系，是不和平的。
Every man has sinned, so we cannot really establish a peaceful connection to God.
那人与人之间常常也充满着很多不和睦、不和平的事情。
And oftentimes there will be disputes and conflicts between people.
比如说在主耶稣的时代，犹太人、非犹太人这当中就存在着这个很大的阻隔、很大的不和睦。
For example, in the times of Lord Jesus Christ, there were conflicts between Jews and the non-Jews.
主耶稣的恩典不但要解决人跟神之间的问题，也要解决人与人之间的问题。
The grace of Lord Jesus Christ is not only to resolve the problems between man and God, but also to resolve problems between men.
好，我们请看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章十三节
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 13
十三节，你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血，已经得亲近了。
13, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
这里说靠着主耶稣的血，我们跟神和好了。
Here it says that by the blood of Jesus Christ, we were brought near to God.
所以我们就可以很坦然的来亲近神。
So thus we can easily draw closer to God.
比如说我们奉主耶稣的名，我们就来向天父真神祷告。
For example, we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
这个祷告就是亲近神的一种方法。
And prayer is one of the ways where we can draw closer to God.
那我们奉主耶稣的名，我们就一起来敬拜神。
And with the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we worship God together.
所以这个敬拜神也是我们亲近神的方法。
And worshiping God is another way of drawing closer to God.
之所以能够这么容易、这么坦然的来做，就是因为主耶稣的宝血。
The reason why we can so easily draw closer to God is because of the blood of Jesus Christ.
十四节
，verse 14，
因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
14, for he himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation.
本来人跟神之间有这一道罪的墙所隔开。
Originally, there was a wall of sin that separated man from God.
那现在借着主耶稣，借着主耶稣的宝血，已经把这个罪的墙给拆掉了。
But now, through the Lord Jesus Christ, this wall of sin has been broken down.
好，再请看十八节。
Verse 18.
因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
For through him we both have access by one spirit to the Father.
那接下来在这里保罗说到这些犹太人跟非犹太人，他们也是一起蒙主耶稣的恩典，一起来到真神的面前。
Here Paul talks about the Jews and the non-Jews. They both through the grace of God.Come before God.
不但有耶稣的宝血的工作，还加上圣灵的工作。
Not only through the work of the blood of Jesus Christ, but also through the work of the Holy Spirit.
借着耶稣的宝血，让我们一起来到神的面前。
Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are all able to come before Him.
借着圣灵的感动，让我们能够进一步的彼此相爱。
Through the movement of the Holy Spirit, we can take another step towards loving one another.
十九节
，verse 19，
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是以圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
既然大家都靠着耶稣的宝血来到神的面前
，if everyone can come before our Father through the blood of Jesus Christ,
那么人跟人之间。本来也是存在着很多 看得见看不见的这种阻隔。
There is also the separation that we may not see that separates us from other people.
但是因为主耶稣的宝血，因为圣灵的感动，这一些都可以克服的。
But because of the blood of Lord Jesus Christ and of the movement of the Holy Spirit, we can overcome all these things.
那我们都成为神的百姓。
And we have all become the citizens of God.
所以我们彼此之间 就有和平，所以更进一步的能够彼此相爱。
And there will be peace among people and more love among people.
好，所以这个平安祭第一个啊，就是预表着主耶稣所完成的工作。
So the peace offering first prefigures the work that Jesus Christ has done.
所以这个和平的目的，借着主耶稣已经达到了。
So the purpose of the peace offering has been fulfilled by Lord Jesus Christ.
好，所以这就是为什么我们今天不用再杀牲畜去献这个平安祭。
This is why today we no longer have to kill animals in order to offer a peace offering.
所以接下来我们来看这平安祭里头的一些其他的教训。
Now let us look at the other teachings, within the peace offering.
这个平安祭也被称为是第一个被称为是感谢祭。
The peace offering also has a name of thanksgiving offering.
好，我们请看利未记第七章。
To look at Leviticus chapter 7.
利未记第七章十一节。
Leviticus chapter 7 verse 11。
十一节，人献以主的平安祭的条例乃是这样。
11. This is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings which he shall offer to the Lord.
十二节，他若为感谢献上，就要用调油的无酵饼和抹油的无酵饼、无酵薄饼，并用油调匀细面做的饼，以感谢祭一同献上。
If he offers it with a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with a sacrifice of thanksgiving 11 cakes mixed with oil, 11 wafers anointed with oil, or cakes of blended flour mixed with oil.
这里说，如果是为了感谢，就要加上这个饼跟面粉。
He talks about if the peace offering is offered with thanksgiving, then it must be accompanied by unleavened bread.
十五节
verse 15.
为感谢献平安祭牲的肉，要在献的日子吃，一点不可留到早晨。
The flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offering for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day it is offered. He shall not leave any of it until morning.
所以为了感谢而献的平安祭，除了这个祭牲之外，这个动物之外，还加上这个面粉跟饼。
So if we offer a peace offering.With the purpose of thanksgiving, then we must offer bread along with the animals.
所以今天在我们的信仰的道路上面，我们也常常的领受了神各种很具体的恩典。
So today in our walk of faith, we have also experienced many grace from God.
很多我们所知道所甚至不知道的事情，是因为神的保守，所以我们才有现在。
A lot of things that we may see.And a lot of things that we may not even know are all because of the protection of God.
在生活当中，我们也不断地来领受神的医治。
In our life, we continuously receive healings from God.
无论是肉体上的，或者是生活上的一些瑕疵，神都不断地在医治我们。
Whether it is our weaknesses in flesh or difficulties that we face in life, God has always been there for us.
在我们的家庭生活里头，神不断地在祝福我们。
In our family life, God has continually blessed us.
在我们的工作上，也常常蒙受神的带领跟祝福。
In our work life, we have received blessing and guidance from God.
比如说约瑟，他敬畏神，所以神跟他同在。
For example, Joseph revered God, so God was with him.
所以约瑟他所做的事情，就凡事都很顺利。
That is why Joseph was able to do all things very smoothly.
纵然有时候表面上看起来好像遇到了挫折。
And sometimes it may look like on the surface they are facing difficulties.
但是回过头来看，这个挫折是让他的工作更加的进步。
But when you look back, these difficulties are a way to make their work even better.
真的仔细想，常常并不是我们比较能干或比较聪明。
Sometimes if you think carefully, it is not because we are more talented.
那我们的工作为什么能够有这种甚至出乎我们意料之外的这么好的表现？
So why is it that in our work we may have results that are beyond our expectations?
没有什么秘诀，因为我们努力的在敬畏神，神在看顾，在带领。
There are no secrets, but rather it is because God has been continually looking over us.
就是包括我们的事业，我们自己做事业的也常常的我们看到神的带领跟祝福。
Another example is we see that God has been guiding us in our own businesses.
有一次以撒他想要迁往这个埃及去。
One time Isaac was on his way towards Egypt.
但是神对他说 你就留在这个非利士地。
But God told him that you have to stay in the land of Philistines for now.
那我跟你同在我祝福你。
And I will be with you and bless you.
结果真的照神的应许以撒他的收成有百倍。
In the end, Isaac received a hundredfold of his blessings.
做事业其实是常常是要非常的努力非常的竞争的。
When we start our own businesses, we have to work very hard and it's very competitive.
每一个人都想要 都是要成功的。
Everybody wants success.
所以呢在做事业当中一定会有挑战甚至呢一定会有竞争。
That is why when you start your own businesses, there will be challenges and there will be competition.
真的有时候想想我们虽然也很努力但是还比不上别人的努力。
Sometimes we think about it, even though we may seem like we work hard, but we may not work hard as hard as other people.
我们也常常想着用怎样的策略能够让我们的事业更加的成功发达。
Sometimes we also think about what kind of strategies that we should use to make our businesses more successful.
很多的时候我们的策略并不是最优秀的最好的。
A lot of times our strategies may not be the best.
但是我们的事业却做得相当的不错。
But our businesses tend to have a lot of success.
所以在我们的生活当中仔细的去想一想真的充满着神很多的恩典。
So let us think about all the blessings that God has given us in our life.
所以我们现在虽然没有献平安祭但是我们要常常存着对神的感谢。
Although now we no longer offer peace offering, but we should always have a heart of thanksgiving towards God.
再请看利未记的第七章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 7.
第七章十六节。
Chapter 7, verse 16.
这里在讲到为什么当时他们献平安祭。
Here talks about the reason why people offered peace offering.
十六节，若所献的是为还愿或是甘心献的，必在献祭的日子吃，所剩下的第二天也可以吃。
But if the sacrifice of his offering is a vow or a voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day that he offers his sacrifice. But on the next day, the remainder of it also may be eaten.
这里讲到另外两个原因，当时他们献平安祭。
Here mentions two other reasons why people gave peace offering.
第一个就是为了还愿。
The first is for a vow.
那第二个是因为甘心来献的。
And the second is out of voluntary.
就是虽然没有什么特别的原因但是我就来献这个平安祭。
This means that there is no particular reason why they gave the offering, but they just gave it.
有时候我们就想到哇，神这么爱我，我们自然而然的就感谢神。
Sometimes we may think that we realize God loves us so much, so we have to repay Him.
这个爱有时候并不需要有什么具体的看见。
This love may not have to have physical manifestation.
有时候就是一种感觉。
Sometimes it's just a feeling.
我们跟神的关系就是这么美妙。
Sometimes we feel that our relationship with God is just so wonderful.
有时候我们只是想到神就觉得说哇我好幸福哦。
Sometimes we feel like we're so happy when we think about God.
有时候一想到神就想到说哇神你怎么这么爱我。
Sometimes when we think about God, we think about how God loves us so much.
其实我的薪水也没有 被提升了。
In actuality, our salaries may not increase.
我的职位也没有被提升。
Our status may not increase.
但是虽然没有这些外在的表现但是我觉得神是这么爱我。
Although there are no outside attributes that show God's love, but we still feel God's love.
所以当时他们也可以就感觉到神你这么伟大这么爱我他就可以献平安祭。
Similarly, the people back then felt that God loved them so much, so they voluntarily gave peace offerings.
所以我们来谈献平安祭是为了还愿。
So let us talk aboutGiving peace offering as a vow.
在旧约时代，他们的确有这种许愿的事情。
In the Old Testament, people tend to have a wish.
我们请看撒母耳记上第一章。
Look at 1 Samuel chapter 1.
撒母耳记上第一章第十节。
First Samuel chapter 1 verse 10。
第十节，哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷主。
Hannah was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish.
十一节，许愿说：万军之主啊，你若垂顾卑女的苦情，眷恋不忘卑女，是我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于主，不用剃头刀剃他的头。
11, and she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, and I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head.
在这里提到哈拿她向神许愿。
Here it talks about a vow that Hannah made to God.
她很诚心诚意的向神祈求能够有一个儿子。
She made a request to God with her whole heart.
甚至是用许愿的来向神求。
Even so, she made a vow to God.
我们再看21节。
Let's look at verse 21.
那神真的是给她一个儿子。
Here God really gave her a male child.
21节，以利加拿和他全家都上示罗去，要向主献年祭，并还所许的愿。
Now the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord a yearly sacrifice and his vow.
22节，哈拿却没有上去，对丈夫说：“等孩子断了奶，我便带他上去朝见主，使他永远住在那里。”
22, but Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, "Not until the child is weaned, then I will take him, that he may appear before the Lord and remain there forever."
23节，她丈夫以利加拿说：“就随你的意行吧，可以等儿子断了奶，但愿主应验他的话，于是妇人在家里乳养儿子，直到断了奶。
23, so Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only let the Lord establish his word. Then the woman stayed and nursed her son until she had weaned him.
24节，既断了奶，就把孩子带上示罗，到了主的殿，又带了三只公牛，一衣法细面，一皮带酒，那时孩子还小。
24, now when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with three bulls, one ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young.
所以从21节、24节我们所看到的，应该这里头包括着他们要献平安祭。
So from verse 21 to verse 24, we see that a peace offering was included.
因为这个平安祭里头包括着献是对神的还愿。
Because the peace offering includes fulfilling the vow that you make to God.
那在今天呢，我们不鼓励我们许愿。
Today, we do not encourage making a vow.
除非你真的有很特别、很特别圣灵的感动，否则的话，我们不鼓励许愿。
Unless you have a special occasion where you feel like you're moved by the Holy Spirit.
但是我们鼓励，我们要去认识神的应许，抓住神的应许。
Rather, we encourage you grabbing hold onto God's promise.
就像早上我们所读的哥林多前书一章二，哥林多后书一章二十节。
Just like how in the morning we talked about 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 21.
无论神的应许有多少，在主耶稣基督里头都是肯定的。
No matter what the promise of God is in the Lord Jesus Christ, it will be fulfilled.
很多时候照着神给我们的信心，我们抓住神的应许。
A lot of times, with the faith of Lord Jesus Christ, we're able to grab hold onto His promise.
那神的应许就实现在我们的生活里头。
And His promise will be fulfilled in our life.
那所以今天我们虽然没有所谓还愿的事情但是我们应该也常常有为了神的应许实现在我们的生活里头。我们来向他感谢。
So even though we may not have vows in our life, but we can still see promises of God that are fulfilled in our life.
其实这个对我们也有很大的帮助。
In actuality, this is also a great benefit to us.
既然神的这个应许实现在我身上，那么我们更加相信其他的应许也可以实现在我们身上。
If we're able to see that some of God's promises have been fulfilled in our life, then we can have greater faith to believe that His other promises will also be fulfilled.
那再来我们谈一下献平安祭是因为我们甘心乐意的要献。
So now let's talk about offering a peace offering because we volunteered to do so.
因为我们想到神是这么的爱我们。
Because we realize how much God loves us.
我们请看《生命记》第八章。
Look at Deuteronomy. chapter 8.
生命记第八章十八节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18.
十八节，你们要纪念主你的神，因为得资财的力量是他给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约，像今日一样。
18, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, and that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers as it is this day.
很多的事情我们都领受或者是过得非常的自然，好像是理所当然的。
Oftentimes,we may take things that happen in our life for granted.
其实几乎每一件事情都有神的作为，都有神的恩典在里头。
But in reality, almost everything has God's will and God's planning.
很多的事情都有神的爱在里头。
A lot of things God is working within it.
所以我们不要徒受神的恩典。
So let us not take God's grace for granted.
我们常常记得说，因为我是神的儿女。
And let us remember that we are the children of God.
因为神跟我同在。
Because God is with us.
因为神没有丢弃我，没有撇下我。
Because God has not forsaken us.
所以我能够有今天。
So we have today.
所以我能够有现在的这个情况。
So we have our current situation right now.
好，请我们再看回利未记第七章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 7.
那在这个献平安祭里头还有一个特别的地方。
So in the peace offering, there's also another special part.
在十二节所提到的都是是没有酵的饼。
In verse 12, it mentions unleavened flour or unleavened bread.
但是十三节他又特别说到。要用有效的饼和为感谢的平安祭以供物一同献上。
But in verse 13 it says the offering shall offer leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offering.
那个十二节所讲的没有效的那个指的就是素祭。
And in verse 12 when it talks about the unleavened bread,
grain offering.
It is talking about the grain offering.
那但是在献平安祭十三节讲献平安祭的时候呢，还要用有效的饼。
But when it talks about in third offering, peace offering in verse 13, you have to offer it with leavened bread.
那但是这个有效的呢，是要去把它烧掉。
But actually, for the leavened bread, you have to burn it.
就是借着火。把这个酵可以把它除去。
This means that we have to destroy the yeast with fire.
就是说今天呢，我们可以照我们现在的样子来到神的面前。
This means that in today, in our lives, we're able to come before God.
我现在可能信仰很好。
Right now, we may have great faith.
我现在也可能我的信仰是很低落的。
Right now, our faith may be low.
我现在可能灵修很好。
Right now, our spirituality may be high.
我现在也可能我的灵修很低落。
Right now, our spirituality may be low.
但是无论如何，就以现在的我们来到神的面前。
But no matter what your situation is, you can come before God with your current situation.
对人来看，你可能是不配的。
From the perspective of man, you may not be worthy.
还好人不是神。
But thankfully, man is not God.
但是神说你虽然不配，但是你可以来。
But God told us that even though you are not worthy, you can still come before me.
那只要我们愿意来，神可以帮助我们恢复我们应该有的样子。
As long as we are willing to come before God, then God will help us restore ourselves.
所以这个献上有效的饼可以给我们这样的一个很美好的一个提醒。
Therefore, offering leavened bread is a good reminder of us.
真的有时候我们真的会很差到连我们的父母亲甚至我们的儿女，有时候我们有些人都觉得没有那个脸去见这些人。
Sometimes we may be so bad that even our parents or ourselves may think that we don't have the face to come before God.
甚至人家会告诉我们，以你现在这个样子，请你不要跟我联络。
Sometimes people may even tell us that with your current situation right now, please don't contact me.
因为他们不认为我们会变好。
Because they don't think that we can improve.
但是我们的神，他不是这样子。
But our God is not like this.
照我们现在的样子，可以来到他这里，他接纳。
God is willing to accept our current self.
只要我们愿意，他就有办法让我们能够变得更好。
As long as we are willing, God will help us become better.
因为神是圣洁的神。
Because God is the holy God.
那其实来到他的面前是要圣洁的。
In actuality, coming before God, we must also be holy.
但是他也知道我们的软弱。
But he knows our weaknesses.
所以他愿意帮助我们的软弱。
So he is willing to help us overcome our weaknesses.
那最后我们看一下哥罗西书。
Now let's look at Colossians.
所以从平安记我们所得到的有三个教训。
From peace offering, we can learn three teachings.
第一个，我们要常常献上我们的感谢。
First, we must continually offer our thanksgiving.
第二个，我们要常常记得神的应许已经应验在我们的生活里。
Second, we must remember that God's promises have been fulfilled in our life.
第三个，没有什么原因的，就是神的爱，我们也感谢他。
And the third is that without any reason, but because of God's love, we will remember Him.
那这些我们都可以在我们的祷告里头来向他表达。
All these things we can express to our God in our prayer.
这就是为什么在下午的祷告会，我用平安记来跟大家互相做勉励。
That is why in this afternoon prayer, I use the teaching of peace offering as mutual encouragement.
好，我们再看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书三章十二节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 12.
十二节，所以你们既是神的显明、圣洁、蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering.
13节，倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
13. Bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do.
14节，在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络前德的。
14. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection.
这个是神对我们生活的勉励跟要求。
Here is God's encouragement and requirement of us in our life.
那总说来讲，就是要有神的爱在我们的生活里头。
All overall, it is talking about we must have God's love in our life.
那如何能够将神的爱在生活里头来展现出来
？So how do we show God's love in our life?
我们需要有真正的平安。
We must have true peace.
十五节
，verse 15,
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也要你们也为此蒙召归为一体。且要存感谢的心。
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful.
今天我们不献平安祭。
Today we no longer offer peace offering.
但是在我们的祷告里头，我们可以这样来祈求，让基督的平安在我们心里来做主。
But in our prayer, we can pray to ask God to have His peace be with us.
用基督的平安来管理我们。
Through Christ's peace, we can be governed by God.
这样的生活才有办法把神的爱展现出来。
It is only through this kind of life we can manifest God's life.
让基督的平安来管理我们。
So that we can be governed by Christ's peace.
这样我们才有办法去面临我们所遭遇的一切。
Then we are able to face all the things in our life.
有这种平安，我们才能够胜过那种不满或者是嫉妒或者纷争。
If we have this kind of peace, then we can overcome unsatisfaction, conflicts, or jealousy.
有这样的平安，我们才不会失去那个盼望的心。
With this kind of peace, we will not lose hope.
有这样的平安， 我们也才能够心中不但有爱，也充满着喜乐。
With this kind of peace in our hearts, we will not only have love, but we will also have thanksgiving.
啊，我们现在要一起祷告15分钟。
Now we're all going to kneel down and pray for 15 minutes.
啊，我们一起来献现代的平安祭。
Let us all offer our modern peace offering.
啊，要接受按手帮助祷告的，可以到前面来。
If you want to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.
啊，那我们为早上所报告的啊事情，还有需要代祷的人啊，继续的代祷。
Let's pray for the things mentioned in the announcements in the morning and the people who need prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.